We're heading into a frigid weekend here in Boston, but this winter is nowhere near as rough as the one we had last year. We got about 9 feet of snow over 6 weeks. Roads were impassable, the trains broke down, it felt like we ground to a halt. Well, it snows a lot in Stockholm, too, but that city just keeps on going. So we sent the world's Jason Margolis to Sweden to find out what they're doing right.
If I ever start a company, first person I'm hiring is this guy.
Soren Stark.
He works for Structon Rail, a city contractor. His job description is literally to make the trains run on time, and subways. When he got the job a few years back, he took things very seriously.
The first year, I go to sleep 2 o'clock in the morning because I want to look at the forecast, wake up 4 o'clock.
He told me he drinks 10 cups of coffee a day, by the way, but his sleep deprivation did pay off. Stark showed me a lot of data and graphs. He pulled up one for rail performance last winter.
No disruption?
No disruptions?
No.
Not one?
No.
Not one at all?
No. No.
At this point, I'm thinking Structon Rail is using some seriously amazing technology. Aerodynamic plows or snow-eating robots? Nope. It basically comes down to preparation.
Our goal is to we find it before it breaks. We also practice that the machines and the organization work.
Doesn't it cost a lot of money to practice?
Yes, but you need to practice. You need to know that everything is working. It's like you are going to the dentist every year.
He shows me the data. Every time he has to take a train out of commission, it's a much bigger dent in his budget. Preparation also begins months before winter arrives, trimming branches and clearing leaves in fall. But he's telling me all of this in an office with PowerPoint. I rode the subway and trains for 9 days in the dead of winter. There wasn't that much snow, but still the trains always showed up exactly on time. And if you miss your ride, there's another one 2 to 4 minutes behind. Okay, Stockholm, you've convinced me. But what about your roads? I went to Trafikkontoret, the city agency that manages Stockholm's streets. Peter Ringkrens unfolds a map of the city.
I'll show you here.
Yep.
You can look here. This is this area. And the red streets will be finished in 2 hours after when it starts snowing.
I'm starting to get it. The key is to be hyper-organized. But what about when there's just too much snow? Ringkrens colleague Suzanne Peterson takes on that one.
This sidewalk is used for snow storage for the rest of the winter. Pedestrians are advised to use the cleared and sanded sidewalk on the other side of the street.
So one side of the street,
you're walking.
Walking, the other side is snow.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just so logical that you want to scream. They also dump a lot of snow in the Baltic Sea after they clean it and grind it up. But what about the epic blizzard, like the one a few weeks ago that shut down New York and Washington? I asked, doesn't Stockholm shut down then?
No, it never shuts down.
It's never happened. The bus is going the whole day.
Trains check, roads check. Now we're really going to put Stockholm to the test. Cycling paths. I bundled up and went for a ride with Rigert Andersson. He used to work for the subway and is recently retired.
I cycle all year round, and I've been doing that for like 20 years here in Stockholm.
So you don't mind the cold? How cold does it get here in winter?
No, last week we had like 15 minus Celsius.
That's 5 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, it's chilly, but you have to put a lot of layers on and be aware of protecting your face, especially.
What about ice and snow on the paths?
Yeah, they clear that every night. So when you go in the morning, it's most of the times well cleaned if it has been snowing.
We'll come back to him in a sec, but I need to correct one point he made. They don't clean every night.
Every day, twice a day, 7 days a week.
Even on days when it's not snowing?
On the days where it's a risk for slippery roads, yeah.
That's Jonas Karlstrom with the city. He shows one of their newest toys, a multi-hog. They're small, one-seat, tractor-like machines that brush away snow and ice. A big tank sprays a saltwater mix. Researchers are studying the proper mixture to get the best friction on about 100 miles of bike paths here. How does it work? Let's go back to the end of my ride with Rigert Andersen.
We made maybe something between 12 and 15 kilometers.
How many patches of ice did we hit during that whole time?
None, actually.
He's right. Stockholm, you win again. For the world, Jason Margolis, Stockholm, world's most efficient city.
One problem in Boston is sometimes our cars get buried in snow, and then they sit there for weeks and weeks. Does that ever happen? You look shocked when
No, it's never happened in Sweden, in Stockholm, no.